Today's conventional wisdom is that epilepsy is a bit like leprosy. It may still exist, but it's mostly well controlled by advanced medications. And certainly in this enlightened era, no one would ever lose a job because they have epilepsy. Then you meet Nicole Hill. 8 years ago, she had an epileptic seizure at work. She was given a leave of absence under the Federal Family and Medical Leave Act.
Even though we have FMLA, within 12 weeks, it's virtually impossible to get them under control in 12 weeks. And so I ended up losing my job, and I had been there for years.
Hill says this experience was literally life-changing.
And that's kind of why I started volunteering at Epilepsy Association, because I'm like, spread the word. Because the more people that know, the less scary it will be for me as an epileptic and for other people, you know, because when I'm out in public and I have a seizure, it's mass panic, everybody calls 911, and it really doesn't always require that.
Today, Hill is a board member of the Epilepsy Association of the Big Bend. Its executive director, Mandy Bianchi, notes that Hill is just one among many thousands of epileptics nationwide.
In the United States, we have about 300,000 to 400,000 people who live with epilepsy and seizures at any given time. We have about 100,000 people in Florida. And then in the Big Bend region, we have 10,000 people that we know of.
And that, says Bianchi, is one of many mysteries surrounding epilepsy. There are untold numbers of people who either have the disease and don't understand what it is, or have a suspicion of what it is, but are too afraid or embarrassed to tell anyone. Bianchi says she personally knows more than a few people who fall into that category.
Once we do get the conversation going, and once we talk about how we can help people, the better things are for families and for individuals.
Which is where the Epilepsy Association of the Big Bend can provide lots of help.
Well, our agency offers not only the medical support by providing doctor's appointments and medication assistance for clients who don't have insurance. That is our number one role, but we also go into the community and speak at any type of place that needs our assistance.
Nicole Hill says a prime site for the association's demonstrations is elementary schools. To give guidance on what an epileptic seizure is and how to respond to it, she says a toy dog takes the place of the person with epilepsy.
We pretend that the dog is having a seizure, and we show how to hold the dog's head and put a pillow under the dog's head and make sure there's no sharp objects around when the dog is having the pretend seizure. And it makes sense to kids. They realize, okay, this is not as bad as I think it is. But then we also let people know, okay, if this seizure lasts more than 5 minutes, then maybe there is more going on. Then we really do need to get help.
To provide the resources for these services, Bianchi says her association is hosting its major annual fundraiser called Vine and Dine. It happens this Thursday evening at Esposito's Garden Center on Capitol Circle Northeast.
And we set up tables for food vendors and restaurants who generously donate samples of food. So it's almost like a mini chef sampling. And we also make sure to have lots of different types of wine. That's where the Vine and Dine comes in. And we also have beer from a local vendor. And this year we're having a really popular group called Tobacco Road Band provide basically a mini concert.
There will also be a very large silent auction and lots more. You can get tickets online at the Epilepsy Association of the Big Bend's website or at the event itself Thursday evening. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.